chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. And can be found on page 1027 of the Church Bibles. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that had been taken after Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favors rest." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned and glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
And I would like, here's the question for you. The question is, can you think of a time where you've heard some most amazing news or you've found out an incredible fact or found out about something that's nearby or whatever and you've just got to tell lots of people about it? Talk in twos and threes or maybe think by yourself. I'll give you 2 minutes or so to think about that, something that was amazing that you just had to tell people about. Hey, let's come back together there. I'm going to come around and ask a few people, I'm not going to pounce on you. I'm going to ask somebody in that side, somebody in the middle on the your left, somebody in the middle, your right, and somebody over on that side. Did you want to say something? I thought you might, of something that was most amazing. So I'm going to start over on this bit here, and I've got a microphone, so you need to speak into this. Who's got something they would like to say that was most amazing that they had to tell other people about?
Nobody.
Really? Oh, here we go.
My wife was pregnant with our first child and our second child, so two occasions.
Two occasions.
Wanted to tell the world.
Wanted to tell the world, having a baby. Okay, what have you got to say?
At Jesus was born.
What?
At Jesus was born.
Jesus was born.
Oh, that Jesus was born. Brilliant. Were you there? No, but you really wanted to tell people about it. Excellent. Right, somebody else, something different? Over this way. Ginny, I think you're going to explode unless I give you the microphone.
when I got my rabbits.
When you got your rabbits. What are they called?
Midnight and Dawn.
Midnight and Dawn. Wow. And one more from this side. Donnie Warady, Joshua. Somebody down this side.
When my friend got engaged, and she told me when I was like on the train, and I ran up to one of the train staff and was like, my friend just got engaged.
Amazing. Brilliant. Now then, we know the story of Jesus' birth, don't we? We know about the census taking place. We know about the journey from Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem. We know about all sorts of this. We know about the birth of Jesus in that cattle shed, and we know about the angels coming and singing to the shepherds and all of that. And it's so exciting, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing. But imagine being one of those shepherds. Imagine being one of those shepherds. What did they do when they heard the news of Jesus from the angels? First of all, verse 16 in our passage, they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Now, I want us to learn to be like the shepherds today. So the first thing to do when we hear of this amazing news of Jesus is to hurry off. And we can't go and actually see him lying in the manger, can we? But we can find out about him more. We can think about him, we can read about him in the Bible, we can be in church week by week. We can go to midweek groups if you're part of a church. We can do all sorts of things. We can read our Bible by ourselves at home and find out about Jesus. We can hurry off and make it a priority to find out about Jesus. Now, if you're new here today and live locally, we're going to be running something called Christianity Explored sometime after Christmas. After the new year, there's no date for it because we want you to tell us when you would like to do it so that we can know that we can make when you can. So if you're interested in finding out more about Jesus, why not hurry off and tell me or Ash, the sensible one who helped me with the fire, we'll arrange that for you. And we can do it for a whole family at the same time if you like as well. Hurry off and find out more about Jesus. And if you're somebody who's already a Christian and is convinced of these things, hurry off, not right now, but hurry off. Read your Bible at home for yourself. Learn more about Jesus. Get to know him better. So that's the first thing. The first way to be like a shepherd is to hurry off and find out more about Jesus. Secondly, what did they do? Verse 17. When they'd seen him, so when they knew more about Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. So they'd heard the news. They'd found out about Jesus a little bit. They didn't know loads about him, did they? They didn't have the Bible because, I mean, they're in it. It hadn't been written yet, had it? Not the New Testament part anyway. And with this little scant knowledge of Jesus, little bits that they knew, they spread the word concerning him. So that's the second way to be like a shepherd. Spread the word about Jesus. Whatever little bits we know about him, can we tell our friends at school? Can we tell our neighbours? Can we tell our colleagues? Can we tell our family members? Just the little bits about Jesus that we know and that we're excited about. So be like a shepherd by hurrying off. Secondly, by spreading the word. Thirdly, verse 20. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. What was it they did next? They wanted to praise God. Oh, well done. They wanted to praise God for all of the stuff that they knew about Jesus now. So they didn't just keep it quiet between themselves, the shepherds. They wanted to praise God for what they knew about. Praising means to speak true things about God, about how amazing he is, how kind he is, how good he is. And they that they couldn't help but do that. And we do that in our carols, don't we, and in our songs throughout the year. And we might do that in some of the conversations we have with people. Just occasionally, we might say, God is so good, he's done this. That's the third way to be like a shepherd. So this Christmas, be like a shepherd. Find out more about Jesus. Maybe the first time, maybe not for the first time. Spread the word concerning him. Tell other people what you know about him. And praise God for him, but for all sorts of other things too. Let me pray for us. Our Father, we praise you for Jesus. We thank you very much for all that he has done. We thank you that you sent him, and we thank you that we can know him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.